This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Lakewood Ward 3 zoning session draws standing room crowd as engagement surges. Residents packed a May 19 listening session at the Lakewood Social House weeks after a Saturday wildfire code meeting drew more than 100 and prompted council to shelve the ordinance. Lakewood, a Ward 3 zoning listening session at the Lakewood Social House on Tuesday, May 19, drew a standing room crowd, with some attendees leaving when the seats ran out, according to Karen Gourdet, the entrepreneur who led the campaign that defeated four upzoning ordinances in April. The session, hosted by Ward 3 councilors Roger Lowe and Ken Cruz, was framed by the city as a conversation on where the city goes following the recent special election. Stephen Buckley of the Lakewood Planning Commission also attended. Gourdet told the Kim Monson Show on Thursday that more than 75 residents turned out for the 5:03 p.m. session and that the room filled past capacity. Tuesday night at 5:03, over 75 people showed up to talk about zoning, and it was standing room only, and some people actually left because there were no seats, she said. The session ran 5:03 to 6:45 p.m. at the venue at 369 South Teller Street. The Ward 3 session was the first dedicated zoning listening session since the April 7 special election, in which Lakewood voters rejected four upzoning ordinances by roughly 62% to 38%. About 22,000 voters favored repeal on each question, against roughly 13,400 to keep the ordinances. The pro-density campaign committee outspent the grassroots repeal effort by about 6-1, with a significant share of that money traced to a Houston-based donor. The Ward 3 turnout followed an even larger crowd 10 days earlier at a joint Ward 4 and Ward 5 meeting on Saturday afternoon, May 9, at the Green Mountain Recreation Center. That session, hosted by Ward 4 councilors David Ryan and Bill Furman, with representatives from Lakewood Public Works and West Metro Fire Rescue, focused on the city's proposed wildfire resiliency code. Gourdet said more than 100 residents attended. KMS reported the Saturday turnout and the council's subsequent action a week ago. 2 days after that meeting, on May 11, the Lakewood City Council voted to indefinitely table the Wildfire Resiliency Code, citing community feedback. The city's project page now says, Council will review adopting the state baseline under Senate Bill 23-166, rather than the stricter Jefferson County overlay that drove much of the original objection. The ordinance had previously been tabled at the April 27 meeting. Gourdet, owner of Radiant Painting and Lighting, leads the Lakewood Citizens Alliance, the self-funded volunteer organization that formed after the City Council passed four zoning ordinances in fall 2025. Two petitioners filed four referendums to pause the ordinances and put them to a public vote. The city clerk verified more than 15,000 signatures across the four questions, each of which required a minimum of 3,517 to qualify for the ballot. The LCA describes its mission as bringing transparency to council decisions and meaningful engagement to residents on changes that affect their neighborhoods. The group says it is volunteer-led and community-funded, with no paid political consultants and no institutional donors. Gourdet framed the back-to-back turnouts as part of a deliberate post-election push for transparency. So we've got a huge amount of community engagement, and it is so wonderful to see because the people, they're showing up, we have a voice, and we're going to figure out how to move forward, she said. She added that residents at the May 19 session pressed council on communication. One thing that came up Tuesday night was more the communication piece and how people didn't know that this was even going on. And they were really upset about it. And so it's pushing for communication and transparency. And that's the only way folks in Lakewood are going to start trusting the local government again. And now, Kim's perspective. What is happening in Lakewood is what self-governance actually looks like. Residents organized, gathered more than 15,000 signatures, won a citywide vote against a 6-1 spending gap, and now they keep showing up at ward meetings on Saturday afternoons and Tuesday evenings to make sure their elected representatives keep listening. The Lakewood Council has begun to respond, tabling the wildfire ordinance after 100 residents packed Green Mountain Rec Center and inviting open conversation in Ward 3 about what comes next. That responsiveness is the beginning of rebuilding trust, and trust is what the relationship between a citizen and a local government rests on. Communication and transparency are the work, and the people of Lakewood are doing the work. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.